With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Before boarding a plane for Tel Aviv, Blinken said these are challenging times.
These are intensely difficult issues, but I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place. That's what we'll be working to do.
As he did during a visit to the region last month, Blinken will stress U.S. support for Israel and try to prevent a wider Mideast war as he visits Israel and Jordan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House passed a bill allotting $14.5 billion in aid to Israel, but cutting money designated for the IRS. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it was not a political move.
I attached it because, again, we're trying to get back to the principle of fiscal responsibility here. And that was the easiest and largest pile of money that's sitting there for us to be able to pay for this immediate obligation.
There's also no money for humanitarian aid for Gaza. President Biden said he will veto the legislation. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the state of Israel does not support a ceasefire against Gaza, or, as the Biden administration prefers to call it, a humanitarian pause.
I don't know how long they're thinking these pauses will last, but we understand that any pause will be used by Hamas to regroup, to regain essential equipment and supplies, and to maneuver.
Oren was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Republicans may soon make a decision on whether to impeach Biden. House Speaker Mike Johnson said his party is coming to a point of decision on impeachment. He said that they remain focused on whether Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings. This is SRN News. Parents are weighing in on social media.
And they want more control of it. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 81% of American adults say parental consent should be required before anyone under 18 can establish a social media account. And 71% want social media sites, including pornographic ones, to verify a person's age before they are allowed in. Moms and dads are especially concerned about what young people are seeing and doing on the web these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia going all in on abortion. Officials with the organization will spend just over $1 million through Election Day on direct mail, digital ads, and volunteer outreach to highlight candidates' positions on abortion in five Virginia Senate districts and six House districts. Pro-life groups are answering the challenge, recently announcing a $1.5 million pledge. This is SRN News. Well, the job market's been in good shape, but some companies are laying off workers, including a brand for vegans. We hear more on the story from correspondent Rita Foley.
The latest, Beyond Meat, the plant-based meat company. Beyond Meat is cutting 19% of its non-production workforce, about 65 workers, after a weaker-than-expected third quarter. The company's also considering dumping some product lines, changing pricing, and restructuring its Chinese operations. Last year, Beyond Meat laid off about 240 people, pointing to inflation and rising competition. Beyond Meat has seen a better reception for its products in Europe, where its burgers and chicken nuggets are featured on McDonald's menus. McDonald's has tested Beyond Meat's products here in the U.S., but hasn't added them to its permanent menu. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at SRNnews.com.